On the evening of July 21st, fire trucks were outside the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church in West Babylon, New York, with their sirens blaring. Although the fire was out in a short time, the smoke caused a great deal of damage. It's an enormous loss to this community who only a month and a half ago completed a major iconography installation. With us today is the priest of that parish, Father Dimitris Kazakis. We've asked him to come online to speak with us about this incident. My prayers, and I'm confident the prayers of our listeners are with you today, Father. How are you feeling?
Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessing, for your prayers. Thank everyone for their collective prayers. I'm feeling lost. I'm feeling devastated, confused, all of the above. But because of people's prayers, we're strengthened. It's an amazing outpouring of love, which we have seen. And we are all, as a collective parish, strengthened by this. And we glorify God. We thank St. Nicholas for his intercessions and his prayers and his blessings.
Now, this is, I've been to this parish because I grew up on Long Island, so I know St. Nicholas, I know Babylon. What is it like? It must be a gut-wrenching experience to walk into your church and see it covered now with soot and scorched edges. How are you and the parishioners adjusting to the reality? Did the people really know what's happened?
No, slow shock is setting in. Our parishioners, because this happened so late, the fire began at 9:30 p.m., was out by approximately 10:15 p.m. And, at that point, really, by the time word started spreading, people had already gone to sleep, and they wake up to the local news, which has been very supportive. I'm thankful to the media for getting our story out and really portraying an adequate representation of what's been happening here. So our parishioners arrive here first thing in the morning. I myself have been here since maybe 6 a.m., there were reporters waiting, our parishioners, and they entered the church for the first time, and the entire church is blackened by smoke and water damage, and our iconography project, as you said, Father, the whole church had, it was about 60% completed with iconography, and vibrant colors. We're blessed to be surrounded by the saints, be graced by a large presence of Panagia and the Placidera, and it's covered in ash and soot, and we go from vibrant colors to absolute darkness. It's a tragedy.
The obvious question, and maybe way too early to tell this, but do we know the cause of the fire yet?
The cause of the fire is unofficially determined, but it is localized to a small refrigerator that we had in the vestry for prosora, juices, things like this, but either the refrigerator itself combusted its cable or the outlet caused the fire, and that room, the vestry, was completely engulfed in flame. It became so hot that even the copper piping melted, which I can't even imagine that temperature.
Wow.
But the only thing that survived that room, miraculously, was an icon of St. Nicholas. The wood that it was attached to or adhered to, the icon itself, the wood was scorched, burned, but the icon itself is completely intact, miraculous.
So extent of damage, we could probably say it's pretty much a total loss then.
Some people, insurance adjusters are coming. Legally, I'm not allowed to give a monetary figure, obviously.
Sure.
But
that's fine, Father.
The damage is extensive. Some people are saying a total loss, gutting the entire interior of the church. Others are saying that things can be salvageable. In terms of the iconography on the wall, the firefighters within our neighborhood, they're only down the street, maybe about 100 yards, and the first responders did an amazing job saving a lot of the liturgical items. Our own parishioners ran into the church to save as much as they could. They risked a lot to go in. They saved the relics of St. Nicholas. They saved some of the icons. Again, we're blessed with strength and courage and patience, and we know God is with us, and certainly St. Nicholas is with us and interceding for us.
Well, I'm sure, anyone could really, this could really bring people down, and I'm very happy to hear the strength and the courage in your voice. I'm sure that there are times when you are brought to tears with what you're seeing, but, some people might be asking this cynical question. God could have stopped this from happening. How do we respond to just that kind of almost at times cynicism or just giving up, you know, and just saying, oh, nothing matters anymore and God's nowhere to be found.
We throw up our hands. We can be indifferent. We can ignore God's presence. We can ignore a manifestation of the Holy Spirit in any capacity, but we know that we live in an imperfect world and we are a result of that imperfection in many ways, but we're strengthened by each other. We gathered as a community last night to see many parishioners in front of the church watching smoke billow from our church. But
My goodness.
Again, by God's grace, we gathered as a family. We gathered as a parish. We're strengthened by the presence of His Eminence Archbishop Demetrius, who was in one of the neighboring parishes about 20 minutes away, heard of the fire, came, comforted our parishioners with a few other priests in the area. I was driving back from Camp St. Paul in Connecticut. I was at camp in Connecticut when I received the phone call that the church was on fire and burning. I came down immediately in time to see our parishioners gathered in love and in unity. People can say all they want. God could have stopped this. St. Nicholas could have stopped this. But we rally as a community. We see God's presence and God's grace in a very negative environment. But we see the light of Christ. The church is black. The church is dark. But we see the light of Christ present. And this is what strengthens us all.
Well, you know, as we look at our theology, we always know that there was, as we say in Greek, Megali Paraskevi, Great and Holy Friday.
Yes.
But there was always Megalo Sabato, which is the great Saturday of the resurrection. So there can be darkness, obviously, before there's light. From my research, I've learned that this church caught fire 55 years ago and had to be rebuilt. Can you speak about that at all?
Approximately 50 years ago, when the smaller church was located right in the heart of the village of Babylon, very small building, caught on fire, damaged, inspired the parishioners at that time to rebuild at a new location. A few years after that new structure had been built, the structure that we're currently in 91, 92, there was a small fire localized. Smoke damage, yes, fire damage, not to this capacity, not to this extent. However, this is the third time that this community has endured and will overcome extensive damage caused by fire. But the parishioners are unified by this. The outpouring of support and love and prayers is certainly overwhelming and appreciated.
Well, Father Demetrius, I want you to know that we're praying for you and for your parishioners.
Thank you, Father.
That you endure courageously in your faith as you rebuild St. Nicholas, and through his prayers, we'll continue to be a beacon of hope on Long Island. God bless you, Father.
Thank you, Father, for your prayers. Thank you very much.
This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.